Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Christmas traditions rooted in forestry. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. John, why do evergreens have such a prominent place in wintertime?
Amy, this is a very old tradition. Numerous pre-Christian cultures held evergreens in high esteem as a symbol of life during winter and the hope in the coming of spring. Egyptians hung date palm leaves in their homes during the winter solstice to symbolize life's triumph over death. Romans celebrated the Saturnalia during the winter solstice, decorating their homes with greens, lights, and even exchanging gifts. Druids considered evergreens sacred and decorated their homes in winter with boughs of holly to drive away evil spirits. And many of these customs became Christianized after December 25th was designated as the holiday celebrating the birth of Christ.
And when did people start using Christmas trees?
That, too, is a very old tradition. Began in Germany. Saint Boniface was a monk during the 7th century, and he converted Germans to Christianity, and he actually used the shape of the fir tree to explain the Holy Trinity. Martin Luther is credited as the first to decorate a fir tree with candles, thinking that it looked like stars on a dark night. By the mid-16th century, many German towns had Christmas markets selling gifts and food. Bakers made ornaments of gingerbread or wax for people to buy as souvenirs and hang on their Christmas trees at home. Queen Victoria's marriage to Prince Albert of Germany in 1840 brought this tradition of decorating Christmas trees to Great Britain, and then it eventually spread to the United States.
Okay, now what is the significance of the wreath?
Ancient Romans celebrated victory with wreaths, which began the tradition of hanging a wreath on the door. Wreaths were also used as headdresses for victorious athletes, warriors, and nobility. Pre-Christian Germans and Eastern Europeans gathered wreaths and lit fires in the cold dark of December to renew hope in the coming of spring. And this tradition was later Christianized to celebrate the birth and victory of Christ. Four candles are placed in a circle of evergreens with a fifth in the center to be lit during the Advent season.
Now, what is the tradition behind the Yule log?
Yule celebrations during the time the shortest day length occurred across Northern Europe and Scandinavia. Before Christianity, people lit a large log on fire during the winter solstice to drive away evil spirits as they waited for the sun to rise, and it represented the triumph of the sun over darkness. And each year, a piece was saved to light the next year's fire.
Well, that's really interesting. Now, how did mistletoe become so romantic?
Bundles of mistletoe were hung over doorways, the traditional site for embraces of welcome. And being evergreen, mistletoe was held to ward off evil and bestow good luck, health, and happiness. This tradition eventually moved indoors so young men could steal a kiss from their favorite maiden.
When did roasting chestnuts begin?
Asians have been cultivating the chestnut for several thousand years, and it was introduced into Europe through Asia Minor. Native Americans, of course, ate chestnuts long before Europeans settled here. And when roasting a chestnut, it's useful to cut the shell beforehand to keep the seed from exploding. And it also helps peeling after the seed is cooked. And at this holy season, we wish peace to all of goodwill.
All right. Thank you so much. That's all really interesting stuff. And we always want to know where all these traditions began. Today we've been speaking with Dr. John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.